Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I have with us Christine Whittemore. Christine is the consultant who has started the CRI blog, and that's what we're going to talk about today. How are you doing, Christine?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Kemp.
Well, for those of you, I mean, you've been in this business for a long time. You used to be with Solutia, and you actually did, among many things you did for Solutia, you did their blog. Now you've left there, and you're off doing work with Jim Gould, and one of the things you've done is help CRI start a blog.
That's right. I've formed my a new company called Simple Marketing Now, and I've taken a lot of the experience gained on my own and also through Solutia as it relates to social media. I've got a strong experience base with the blogs, starting with Flooring the Consumer, which I started almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years this month. Very exciting. And also then taking that information and applying it to a brand, to the Wear Dated brand with the Carpetology blog. And what I love about this opportunity with the CRI is that the CRI has a wealth of information, research, and resources, but many of them are buried within the CRI website and hard for people to find. And the blog then becomes an ideal resource and tool for uncovering that information, making it relevant to people, and findable when you need it.
All right, real quick, you know, a blog stands for weblog, which is, purely one way of defining it, but that doesn't really explain what a blog is. Tell us just real quick, from your perspective, what a blog is.
Okay. A blog does indeed stand for a weblog, and it's a lot like a journal in that the most recent host will appear first, and then you have a historical trail of postings. But essentially, blogs are self-publishing web-based platforms. So it allows individuals and organizations to publish articles and stories on a regular basis, and they publish it themselves. So there's an immediacy to what it is that they can publish. And what is important to remember is that blogs aren't about any kind of fancy technology. The technology is almost irrelevant because they're so easy to use and they allow you to focus on the content. And that's what's important, is putting out content, information that is valuable to an end user, that is relevant to that reader base too.
One of the things that I think a lot of people need to understand, many probably recognize this, is if you write a relevant article about how to pick the right vacuum cleaner, and somebody goes on to Google and types in picking the right vacuum cleaner, and your blog has recently addressed that, then you'll be one of the top two or three organic searches that come up, and then the consumer can then be attached to that blog. So I guess for it to be effective, you really need to know what topics consumers are going to be typing in so that your journal is attached to their search. How do you do that?
Well, there's several aspects to it. One is that you have to establish credibility with your blog, with your blogging platform. Mm-hmm. And the credibility comes from publishing regularly, comes from establishing trust and authenticity in how you write. And then that allows you to develop a following with whom you can interact. Now, as it relates to the content has to be relevant. And the relevant ties right into what you just described with search terms and Google or other search engines. And that comes from your expertise. It comes from writing with authority about a certain topic. Using the right words. And the flip side of that is that you're also listening to what people are talking about when they're doing searches or participating in forums or commenting and putting in ratings in other social tools online. And by social, I mean tools that allow you to interact. So an Amazon review is a social tool. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And I guess what I'm trying to do is give our audience an understanding of what this is you're creating. I know that you're not the day-to-day person who's writing the blog, but you're helping them, you know, create this instrument, which can be used by retailers, salespeople on the show floor who run into a consumer who has got maybe a myth around carpet, and they can say, well, what you need to do is go to this blog that CRI has set up, and you know, here's a credible resource that tells you the truth about carpet. So, I mean, am I right?
Absolutely. And in fact, the whole notion of addressing the myths that surround carpet are a huge opportunity for the CRI blog. Let's say that an article gets published, and in fact, we had a situation like that with the Health Magazine doing a rather inflammatory story about carpet based on untruths. That article is out there. What the CRI can now do with the blog is address all of those misperceptions. So in a recent post, actually two recent posts last week, Bethany Richmond addressed that topic specifically, bringing up the publication, the title of the publication, what the publication did wrong, and then a follow-up post was the interactions that she and James Beach had with a fact checker on the article. And none of the facts that they had addressed had been included in the final article itself. So now there is a record attaching itself to that article that shows what is the real story that the carpet industry has to tell, and that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, how does the consumer know that this blog is credible?
Credibility and authority go hand in hand. And these are things that Google looks at, and all of that feeds into organic search results. But that credibility and authenticity comes from how long you've been publishing, how frequently you're publishing, how much your search terms tie together. Are you consistently publishing about carpet and carpet-related issues, or are you all over the place? So that's one aspect. Then, do you have other resources, other blogs, other web-based tools referring to you? And that's something that you build over time. Mm-hmm. In addition to finding blogs on Google in a blog search, for example,
Right. There's
another tool called Technorati, which is a blog search engine. This is a place where blogs from all around the world can be discovered.
Why didn't they call it Blog Index or something simple that we could remember?
Well, people tend to remember Technorati.
They do?
But Technorati will rank blogs in terms of their authority. Uh-huh. And you start out, when you first list your blog with Technorati, you discover that you're in the many millions of, you know, you're down, way far down. I don't even know if I'd call it a long tail as much as a lost tail, but you're way out there. And then as you show up and publish and keep on at it, your ranking starts improving, and then as other blogs link to you, you start gaining authority, and that adds to the whether you're going to be found on search engines.
Okay. Well, before we run out of time, tell us two things. Technorati, tell me how you spell that.
Technorati.
So you just dial in technorati.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we've been talking about the CRI blog. Let's make sure we tell people how to get to that.
Yes. I'll give you a shortcut for reaching the CRI blog.
Okay.
And that is criblog.org. Okay. And it will take you right there. And the CRI blog is a fantastic opportunity for the industry to tell the carpet story. It's a resource for all of us to help consumers with any misperceptions they have about carpet, and to enjoy carpet, because carpet offers an awful lot of benefits. So I encourage all of your listeners to go visit the CRI blog.
Well, and everybody, people who sell carpet know it's one of the more profitable products to sell, and it's still over 50% of all the flooring that's out there in residential. And actually on the commercial side, it's almost 70%. Carpet is still a major surface in this country for many reasons.
It's an awfully pleasant surface to be on.
That's right. Well, Christine, it's great to have you with us. I've been talking to Christine Whittemore, who formerly with Solutia, but now out on her own. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me at cbwhittemore@simplemarketingnow.com.
Okay, great, Christine. You've been listening to Kemp Haar on FloorDaily.net.